Welcome to this emergency meltdown broadcast here on Brightown.com. I'm Mike Adams. I'm going to be joined today by Steve Quayle. And the world's financial system is absolutely falling apart. Credit Suisse just experienced both a bailout and a bail-in at the same time. $17 billion in bonds were just zeroed out illegally, by the way, just wiped out as part of this bailout. Four banks have now failed in the last 12 days, three of them in the United States, and then Credit Suisse. And it looks like at least one more bank is about to fail in the United States. And the deep state is working to try to arrest President Donald J. Trump, trying to set off, a civil war? What is this? So joining me today is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com with additional analysis for this emergency broadcast. Steve, it's great to have you back on. Thanks for jumping in last minute, but the world's falling apart. We needed you here. Thanks for joining me.
Well, Mike, it's a privilege and a pleasure. And I think most people have to understand that this is not theoretical. It's not in the future sometime. It's happening now. And first it was the J6 people that showed up in Washington that got arrested. Now Donald Trump is going to possibly be arrested. There's mixed signals being sent, but the city of New York thinks he's going to be arrested. The prosecuting attorney was paid $1 million by George Soros to make sure, and I'm understanding from the people in the background that he promised Soros he would see Trump locked up. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a heinous abrogation, egregious, basically dissolution of due process under the law. Meanwhile, we're getting all the revelations of over 152 to 154 currency transaction reports, suspicious currency transaction reports. By the way, any one of those would most likely result in a full-fledged FBI investigation just being put on the side. And Mike, I'm told, forget about the millions. We're talking about billions of dollars.
But you're talking about the suspicious activity reports from the Biden family, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for, I'm sorry, it wasn't clear enough. But the suspicious transaction reports, that's filed with FinCEN, Financial Crimes, notice the name, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. And I wonder how the American people are going to react when they find out that $20 billion of the aid to the Ukraine was siphoned off to the Zelensky-Biden world. Now, I couldn't know those numbers unless somebody shared those numbers with me. And Mike, what we're watching now, if the barricades going up in New York, and I want people to understand, am I frozen or am I still talking?
No, you're still good. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're watching the literal implementation of when Kamala Harris made the statement that they keep records and there's 125 million people that they plan to do away with. That's you, that's me, that's our viewers, that's our listeners. And I want everybody to have a baptism of reality check in what they see going on. Because even now, as you and I are recording for this broadcast, the thing is that American Express cards are down. The down detector is off the hook. I want people to go into the realm of reality. What happens if this thing starts to go kinetic? Kinetic means that there are a lot of people, 50% of the American population, believes the last election was stolen. 50% of the American population pretty much believes that people are forcing a civil war. And by the way, that term is used more by the left than it's ever used by the right.
Well, wait a second. Are you thinking that this engineered arrest of Trump, which, you know, obviously it's a partisan, fabricated, selective application of law? You know, they would never arrest Hillary Clinton, obviously. They would never arrest Bill Clinton or anybody on the left or the Biden family. But they're doing this to Trump, and then they're trying to set up almost like a J6 kind of trap. Is that how you think this might go down, where they want to get a bunch of protesters in New York and then have some provocateurs come in and try to, you know, more FBI undercover agents in there? you know, committing acts of violence to blame Trump supporters. Absolutely.
And notice that the courts have completely avoided all the information that Tucker Carlson has produced and McCarthy has produced. You know, the thing is it's a setup, ladies and gentlemen, but the setup has deadly consequences. And isn't it interesting, Mike, that while we're having the situation with Donald Trump, we're having the situation within days, actually, I think it was within 24 to 36 hours, of President Putin being charged by the International Criminal Court, which has no jurisdiction either in Russia or in the United States. People have got to understand, I want to go on record as saying this, the entire Russian dossier set up against Donald Trump was nothing more than a communist cover-up and coup by the Chinese Communist Party and their total control of the majority of our Congress and Senate. Now, those are powerful words. I stand by it. Because in everything we're finding out now with the CCP and Hunter Biden, and again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking millions. That's mouse money. We're talking billions.
Yeah, and isn't it? Well, go ahead. No, but about the arrest, isn't it interesting? So the ICC issues an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. The U.S. doesn't even recognize the authority of the ICC, number one. And then secondly, then in the U.S., a rogue DA funded by George Soros, a European WEF globalist, issues an arrest warrant or is about to for President Trump. So you see what the globalists and the left does, right? They just issue arrest warrants for anybody that they don't like. They censor anybody that they don't like, but they are the real criminals. They're the ones involved in the money laundering, the fraud, the child trafficking, the prostitution, the drug use, the gun running. I mean, what do you think funds Democrats' campaigns in California? You know, it's all the things I just mentioned. That's their campaign finance plan in a nutshell right there. They are the real criminals, but they want to lock up everybody who opposes them. That's where we are right now.
Absolutely. But remember this, you cannot have a successful communist revolution and overthrow without it going kinetic. There must be blood.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, before we continue, let me plug your site for people. So there's stevequayle.com that I'm showing right now. If you put that up. Yeah, stevequayle.com is one of the sites that you have. And then you also have this Steve Quayle Private Briefings subscription. This is on gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Gen6.com, private briefings, $149 a year, and you get very frequent emails with these private briefings. And I know, Steve, you share a lot of these briefings with me privately as well, and I really appreciate it. And it is truly bombshell information. You want to describe just real quickly what people get with this?
Sure. Private briefings is what intel and information comes to me from all the different sources over the years. I've been on talk radio and not only talk radio, but shortwave radio and every form of, you know, communication that's out there. And Private Briefings goes out twice a week, and it's in-depth, behind-the-scenes looking. I say, and I can back it up, Mike, you get them, there's nothing else like them in the world. And I've even had people that work for certain lettered agencies say, you get better briefings than we get. Well, it's not yeah. me. No, that's a true statement. And here's the deal. People need to grow up and understand that information is the most valuable commodity in the world. And if you don't think so, remember this, that Ancestry.com just sold for $4.3 billion. And everybody wants information, information, information. And Mike, all the information that we provide on Private Briefings, the majority of it does not exist either on the internet until obviously someone rips it off, but it goes to people who are really concerned, and they got a heads up. A good example, excuse me, is Operation Sandman. And we're right now watching the repudiation of the U.S. dollar every day, 3, 4, 5, or in this case, Africa meeting in Russia, 40 nations. Everybody is repudiating the U.S. dollar. We got the biggest news in history 2 weeks ago that there were no UST bills, treasury bond, or treasury notes being sold. There are no buyers, ladies and gentlemen. In essence, the world is repudiating the US dollar. They consider it valueless. So that was told to the Private Briefing subscribers over a year ago. Russia's advanced weapon systems that now We are just told in the last week, that was the most astonishing statement, that Russia says, okay, you don't believe us, we're going to launch four of our missiles from submarines, submarine-launched ballistic missiles from the Pacific Ocean, and they're going to have dummy warheads. Now, the question is, does the Pentagon respond saying, well, what happens if they're not dummies? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just flew two B-52 nuclear bombers against Russia in the last week. So now Russia's saying...
The U.S. has done that, too. The U.S. has done... We're gonna do practice launches, and then Russia is asking the same question. What if that's real? But about your currency, I want to show you this. So here's a stack of currency that has already collapsed. All these different currencies, different countries. Here's a stack of currency that's going to collapse. The dollar. Now I have here on my desk. I had this here from last week. Here is a $10 trillion note, $10 trillion from the the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Hey. Steve, look, I'm a trillionaire, right? In fact, I've got trillions upon billions, Yugoslavia, you know, Venezuela, you name it. And then this stack, which by the way, folks, this is actually Hollywood money. It's not real, but this would be $10,000 if it were real, but it actually says for motion picture use on it. But anyway, but what's the difference? I mean, it's all going to be worthless anyway. This is going to be worth what this is worth, which is zero. So
correct.
There you go.
And the Zimbabwe used to be called Rhodesia, Mike, and it used to take 1 shilling to buy one egg. And now I believe it's close to 1 million or 1 billion shillings or Zimbabwe dollars to buy an egg. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, hyperinflation collapses civilization and leads to war. Now, I just want to make this point for private briefings. No place else in the internet, on the internet, or, you know, even in the rumor mill, was dealing with Operation Sandman. Even now, I'm being told that the OPEC nations, or let's see, what, oil, petroleum exporting countries, are meeting, and they're having meetings among themselves at the coordinated declaration that they will no longer take the American dollar. Yes. Not only will it be OPEC, but we've already seen BRICS absolutely reputing it. China is, I'm told, selling all American debt, T-bills, bonds, and notes at 10 cents on the dollar, and they can't find
what?
Any takers.
10 cents on the dollar?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? A 90% haircut?
I'm not kidding.
I mean, because that kind of price is a price. Let's say if a bank were selling bonds, or a city, municipal bonds, if they were taking a 90% haircut, that would mean that the investors believe that that entity is bankrupt and on the verge of collapse, correct?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Credit Suisse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It goes from $150 billion in net worth, actually I think it was $149.9 billion, the last official statement, and now we're told it was bought out for $2 billion, then $3 billion, and then in the last couple hours, information's coming in that UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, wants to duck out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse is like the pivotal epitome of snob banking worldwide.
Well, hold on. You just said UBS wants to back out of this deal. Is that, I mean, because...
That's the rumor in the background. I can't say it's accurate. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
There's real problems, because even after the announcement, you mentioned it, even after the announcement, Mike, that UBS would be absorbing Credit Suisse, and it first started out at $1 billion, then it went to $2.3
right,
and then it went up to $3.2, and then it was going to be basically underwritten financially by the Swiss National Bank, SNB, to the tune of $100 billion guaranteed. So, well, we're watching the pivotal foundational bank in the world that's been around for, 150 years and owned a lot of very wealthy Arab nations, and clients had a lot of money there.
Here's a screen from CNBC showing a $17 billion wipeout of Credit Suisse bondholders has not gone down well in Europe. And I'm sorry to interrupt there, Steve, but your bandwidth was on vacation for a second. But what this is showing is that these AT1 bondholders have been lost, completely lost. Now, what this says to all potential bond investors or buyers down the road, Steve, is that if you buy bonds from a bank, even a systemically important bank, right? The SIBs, SIB, systemically important bank, if you buy bonds from that bank, those bonds can be zeroed out. That's a bail-in. And if that can happen to Credit Suisse, that can happen to Wells Fargo or JP Morgan or Bank of America. It can happen anywhere in America. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, I would say this. That's what's happening behind the scenes right now. It's insane that we can have a stock market at one point up 400 points when over the weekend, some of the biggest banks on Friday, actually even Thursday, people were withdrawing so much cash and also the ATM machines that technically, had the Fed not allowed them access to additional funds, they would have been insolvent, Mike.
Yes.
Now, that's $35 billion in Wells alone. Now, these are numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that aren't out there. But since when has, and this is a good question to ask all of our viewers, Mike, since when have they mean the mainstream accessories to vomitous press brokers, and that's what they are, vomit, in my opinion, don't get mad at Mike, those are my words, but since when have they ever been right? They're playing catch up, and that's why it's so important on my private briefings. Listen, most of my private briefing subscribers had all the details, and I'm getting emails today saying, thank you, you warned us. If you hadn't, we would have lost everything. And so I'm holding up gold right here, okay? This is a 1 ounce Royal Canadian mint, 1 ounce gold bar. There's a rush on for this. You talk to any gold brokers, it's been kind of a dull period. All of a sudden, the switch has gone on, and we've been warning everybody over the years, but just in the last year, that when people finally get panicked, you're going to see people go into precious metals like there's no tomorrow. And what's interesting to me, and I've been in the precious metals business for 40 years, okay? 40 years. So what's interesting is that people who believe that they have paper gold, like exchange-traded funds, they're seeing all kinds of hanky-panky in the background. Let me tell you this. The derivatives market is in the hundreds of quadrillions of dollars. When the first
Wait. Hundreds of quadrillions? Because
hundreds of quadrillions.
I knew it was in hundreds of trillions, but I thought the estimates were that it was maybe 1 to 2 quadrillion when you take all the unofficial derivatives that nobody really knows about. But you're saying hundreds of quadrillions?
Yes. And how can I know that? Because there are actual actuarials that are keeping track of all of the money that's been printed. Most people don't realize, even when the Shah of Iran, before he was deposed, I mean, he had a printing press that he could print U.S. dollars. But the amount of bonds, bills, and notes out there, remember, a derivative can, let's say you have $1 quadrillion in primary or level one derivatives. Those things can be sold time and time and time again. That's why the whole house of cards is coming down. Now, I can't prove that, and you can't go to a headline. But what I'm trying to say, the whole world has been, in my opinion, intentionally bankrupt to launch us into the rule and reign of Antichrist and the one world currency and the control of everyone's lives, which most people didn't believe. And by the way, that demonically infestation, in my opinion, Klaus Schwab, the devil's little brother, is now calling away to do away from all cash because it keeps them, meaning the WEF, or I call them the WTFers, sorry, but I do, are absolutely wanting the cash done away with in order that they control everything, everyone, and you and I'll own nothing and we'll be happy. We'll also be dead. Well, so these are the kind of things, Mike, that the private briefings, are all about. And they can go to the Gen6.com website and sign up.
Okay, but what you're describing here, I mean, let's just be clear about it. This is, if a few quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives begin to unwind, this is the complete end of the Western financial system. It's done. It's just a matter of time. And the unwinding has already begun. I mean, think about how it started. Frankly, it started in crypto right? It was Three Arrows Capital, and it was Terra Luna Coin, and then it went to FTX. And by the way, Tether and Binance are you know, questioned by a lot of people on this point, but it went to FTX. And then the FTX collapse caused Silvergate to collapse, and Silicon Valley Bank, and Signature Bank in New York. And then those bank collapses caused Credit Suisse to collapse, although Credit Suisse was kind of on the verge already, but that was the tipping point, you know, just push it over the suicide rail, right? Now Credit Suisse goes down. See, this is snowballing right now, and nothing is stopping this. At every turn, even Janet Yellen saying, oh, we're not going to bail out your small regional bank. What did she do? She just told people to take all your money out of all those banks. I mean, this is going to spread. They're so irresponsible what they're doing with
these
bailouts.
They're irresponsible, but they're sinisterly wicked, in my opinion. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And, you know, it's interesting to me that, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the classic setup for a world war. Because bankers will save themselves. They have no concern for populations. And anybody would want to challenge that is basically historically distorted from reality. How's that for being blunt?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They will do anything to save themselves, Mike, at the expense of the people. And hey, what's one paper currency? I don't know how to make it realistic enough that we're talking about the complete repudiation and the death of the dollar. When you have force majeure declared against U.S. dollar, that means everything denominating dollars becomes worthless. Everything.
Well,
so anyone holding a real collateral position on real estate, natural resources, and the likes of stuff and precious metals, that's the only true value. But everybody is married to the system, and they're destroying the system. By destroying the system, they destroy the people.
Well, exactly right, because the day that they announce a giant bank holiday or a national bail-in or just a bank freeze, then you know what happens in every major city in America. You have this revolt, this uprising of people who aren't getting their food stamps, people who have been laid off or lost their jobs in all the layoffs that are happening, you know, people who have found it impossible to be able to afford to eat because of inflation stemming from the money printing. And so you're going to have an uprising across America. And then you see the terrorism media trying to pit, you know, blacks against whites, for example. They're trying to foment race wars or to pit Democrats versus Republicans by having Trump arrested. And it seems like the timing is all the same, right? Where they want to have maximum racial hatred or political hatred or who knows, ethnic hatred, while at the same time then they crash the system and then just step back and say, oh, let's see what happens now. They set the scene on fire. It's like cultural arson is what they're doing right now. Combined with economic terrorism.
You're correct. They're burning down the Western world to bring upon the rule and reign of Antichrist, which will have a one world leader, a one world religious leader, false prophet, and they'll have a one world currency. And that's what I don't think people understand. Listen, when these faces of demons, and I call them faces of death, whether it's Bill Gates, in my opinion, or Klaus Schwab, in my opinion, or Harari, in my opinion, or George Soros, and boy, he's got a fast track to hell, in my opinion. The bottom line in all this is that, ladies and gentlemen, they are on record as wanting to destroy 90% of the global population. And according to the Deagle Report, and when I first started, I was the first guy to podcast on that, not to give myself pats on the back, but just to put it into historic perspective, they're talking about 2025, 2 years from now. So, Mike, they've already told us what they're going to do. They're in the process of doing it. And I would warn everybody who is a Second Amendment, a constitutional illegal gun owner, that the first shots fired, if they're fired in New York, and I pray they're not, if they're fired in D.C., and I pray they're not, you've got to understand the first shots fired will be exactly at the Lexington Bridge, equivalent in our history, and the left is going to promote it. And again, because people can't believe what they see, refuse to believe what they see, the majority, Mike, that they just want to live their lives as they've lived their lives. And it's, I'm telling them, it's over. And it isn't over until the TV doesn't go on. It isn't over until you go to the fridge and there's no anything in the fridge. So it isn't over until it's over. But listen to this. 1 minute when it's over was too late to prepare, and they had all the time.
It sounds like, and I agree with you on this, this could pop off at any moment, any day. It could be tomorrow with an attempted arrest of Trump. It could be this coming Friday with an announced bank freeze. You know, like the FDIC saying, oh, let's wait for Friday, tell them on Friday so that people don't freak out for at least a couple of days. We could be, all of us, locked out of our banks in a week or in a month. Or, I mean, think about the Federal Reserve. They're committed to raising interest rates, not just this week, but then also again in May and June and perhaps even July. Every time they raise rates, they are bankrupting a whole slew of banks. Because those banks, well, I mean, you got to blame the banks, not the Fed necessarily, because those banks bought long-term bonds with almost zero yields, you know, 1.5% yields, and they're all going broke. So by the summer of 2023 here, and you and I are recording this, what is today, March 20th, 2023? Yeah, March 20th. But by the summer, I don't see how America is not already erupting into massive violence and civil unrest and collapse. Does that seem? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think though we beat that time limit. It's going to be sooner rather than later. You know, Lorraine Bobert just made the statement: first the J6ers, then Trump, next us. And I think that it's really important for people to understand the most hateful words in the world right now are basically the United States. And we've become a hissing in the nations around us, held in contempt. Imagine these nations that used to look to us as a bastion of freedom and liberty. And all they see now is a perverted pile of a transgendered, transformed nation that basically can't even defend itself because their world, the military has self-destructed or been assassinated, in my opinion, by the vaccination of the U.S. military. Look, people have got to learn that you cannot just keep denying the reality. We just heard today that Amazon's laying off another 9,000 people, bringing their total layoffs to 27,000 people. I'm on record as saying you're going to see 1 million people without jobs at some point in the near future. 1 million people. And I think I said overnight or in a couple days, and that could happen. Everybody gets locked out of their bank. And here's the other thing I'm hearing. This is rumor. I cannot prove it, but the source is too viable that if they have to, the banks are preparing. I'm not talking about your local banks, but the big banks. What happens if, Mike, they shut down for 2 weeks? What happens?
Total chaos is what happens.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. And again, you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're delayed a little bit and I'm trying to get my cues from Mike's screen.
No, it's all good, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. I got less hair to pull out because I've been pulling out so much. But the point is that it's important that we're watching the end of freedom, the end of liberty. We're watching criminalization of the Justice Department against the decriminalization from the Justice Department against everybody that believes that there's due process. There is no due process. There is no equal justice under the law. It's gone. And Mike, here's the thing. It's a matter. And when I use survival, I'm talking about recognizing the lateness of the hour and preparing to be able to protect your family, provide for your family, and to understand there's no one coming to your rescue. And I believe we're sowing as a nation what we basically allowed, and look, this is my personal opinion, but America is a nation of blood, innocent blood, from the blood of all of the murdered children. Now we've got states passing laws that you can kill a live child after birth. out of convenience, the innocent blood runs in the sewers beneath our feet. Then you have the collateral damage of all the wars we've started and innocent men, women, and children being blown up. That's why the world hates us. And we, as the United States, especially as the chicken manure evangelifish, the church that allowed itself to be silenced because of political correctness, would not stand up for the righteous, would not speak out against evil. Now, guess what? The righteous who are still left will come into the full sniper's hairs of, unfortunately, the evil ones. And you know, you can quote the scripture. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Where were the good men? Well, they were kicked out of the military along with the good women, or the people have been selectively assassinated, and we watch political opponents of certain people, certain big-name politicians, die one right after the other, up into the 200 numbers, and we say nothing. We're watching Wall Street bankers get whacked. We're watching Russian billionaires get whacked. We're watching an entire nation that was built on truth and justice. Now we're stealing, and I don't care whose assets they are. If we take Russian billionaires' money and it's not ours and we steal it, that's still theft. And I think it's important, Mike, we're sitting back and going along with our own demise. The only thing that we need to do now is just hand them a pistol, hand them a couple bullets, and say, pull the trigger, because that's, in essence, in my opinion, is what our silence has provoked.
Well, I'm not sure who in your metaphor we're handing the gun to. Who are you saying?
Well, a good example is the Chinese. Okay, a good example is the all the people that are being allowed into this country. Thank you for definition. I know what I mean. I need to share it more clearly. The people coming across. You've seen the broadcasts of Chinese nationals just walking across the borders in the United States. You've seen, I'll tell you this, the Sinaloa and the other drug cartels, when you've got that kind of money, most people could not believe that they're better armed than the National Guard in the United States of America.
Yeah, the narcos are extremely well armed and also very capable. So, you know,
I want you to understand, that's what I'm talking about. And so when you have a fifth column and you have the insanity of provoking a two-front war against Russia and China, and Mike, I really think that when those missiles are launched from Russian subs, people have got to understand, they could launch dummy warhead submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Russia said they're going to do it. And they could also have multiple subs ready to launch the real McCoys.
Yes.
The question is, ladies and gentlemen, does anybody in that Washington freak DC zone of destructive criminals understand that they got 90 seconds to live? They can't even hit their bunkers. And this is what is so astonishing to me. So when I say we're handing them the gun and the bullet, we have armed all of our enemies. North Korea. North Korea exceeds the United States in hypersonic missile development.
That's crazy.
Kim Jong-un is not a fool. He has more howitzers than Ukraine could ever hope for. And again, Mike, listen, people don't understand. We gave $39 billion, I think, initially to the Ukraine, and somehow that all got invested in FTX. And I have my own word for that.
Yeah, and plus on top of this, you know, the world sees the United States now ripping itself apart. The U.S. is on an economic suicide mission. And from the world's perspective, the U.S. under this fascist left-wing leadership, frankly, resembles a giant steaming turd pile of woke. That's actually what it looks like and smells like to the rest of the world. I mean, look at this. Here's a headline from CNBC today. Mortgage giant Fannie Mae tackles climate risk. Climate risk. So what? Why is a home lending institution run by the government now dealing in climate change? Oh, because they're saying, well, there's too many, you know, floods and too many tornadoes. Yeah, that's geoengineering. That's weather weaponization. That's not climate change. That's you people, you globalists, weaponizing weather to cause crop failures and droughts and floods. And then they claim, no, it's climate change. But this is what, I mean, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank out of New York, they had Lesbian Awareness Day. They didn't have Risk Awareness Day, right? They're just so focused on trans and lesbians and gays and filming music videos. They didn't have any time to focus on portfolio management or risk aversion or diversity of investments. It's all diversity of skin color in the lobby, but no, you know,
it's all perversity, financial. Mike.
Yeah, perversity. Yeah, exactly. Perversity. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's perversity. It's diversity. So we didn't get the clue when the transformation of America was the transgenderization of America. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, if you see the U.S. military recruiting ads and compare it to the Russians and the Chinese, what would you think, Mike? I mean, you know tactically, you've been trained tactically, practically, and you know what you're doing. But if you saw a nation say, we're going to shoot our nuclear missiles after you just as long as you don't interrupt our transgender awareness teaching seminar. Ladies and gentlemen, high heel shoes do not make a good ballistic missile shield. The color of lipstick does not stop the color of blood from flowing in the streets. You said it earlier, Mike. This is a house divided against itself. It cannot stand. But you've got to understand, and this is really important. If I could say one thing on this show, and this is the most important thing I could say, it is the murderous intention of you and me that the globalists have in their sights. Geoengineering. I was the first guy to write a book on that 20 years ago called Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters.
That's right.
And God bless Dane Wigington for coming on with geoengineeringwatch.org.
That's right.
But it was a climate fraud. Look, in essence, there are fabulous books written on climate and history. But when you can control the weather, Lyndon Baines Johnson said this in 1964. We now have the technology to control the weather, and he who controls the weather controls the world. That's a real Johnson statement. 1964, that's 59 years ago, Mike.
Yeah, it's incredible. Look, we have to think about wrapping up this interview. I know it's difficult because I feel like we're just getting started. But I'm delaying my next guest just so you and I can have this time. And I really appreciate you taking the time on this emergency basis. The bottom line is the system is falling apart. It is now, in my opinion, rational for every informed person to think about getting everything they can out of the banking system in order to minimize their risk exposure to the bail-ins that have already been demonstrated by Credit Suisse. It's not irrational to get out. It's rational at this point. I mean, every person I know is heading for the exits out of the banks. It's almost like a stampede out of the banks. Let me ask you, Steve, in fact, because you're in the gold business, you've been in the gold business for a long time. The other gold dealers and retailers that I talk to tell me that last week was the most insane week they've ever experienced in 40 years of doing business. Are you hearing much the same thing or experiencing it yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm experiencing it, Mike. The last week was busier than the last 4 months. But there have always been runs on gold, and then there were run-ups in the pricing of gold. But what I think is important for people to understand, there is a limited amount. There's still plenty left. I mean, you know, I tell people I have as much gold and silver as they want to buy. But the point is, it's getting it. And I want to share something else that, you know, we've talked a lot, and our co-sponsor, Tina Blanco and the Satellite Phone Store, have talked about emergency communications. As Mike and I are podcasting on this program right now, more and more down detector, which is monitoring different websites that are going off, different banks that are going off. Ladies and gentlemen, they're testing the system to shut it down. So the only way you're going to be able to contact and stay in contact with the world if the entire communication grid goes down is with a satellite phone.
True.
And, you know, Mike, you and I know this. I mean, we have them, the Inmarsat, the iSat phones, the Bivy sticks.
Yeah.
And they're offering some amazing deals. And I think that it's really important that people understand. You have to sign up for a monthly subscription or an annual subscription, but you end up getting the phone for free, the Bivy stick, and with the Bivy stick, the Galileo early alert warning system. So I think you and I need to address that, if you don't mind, in the closing minutes, because again, when the banks go down and the credit cards go down,
yeah, Steve, I'm showing Satellite Phone Store right now, SAT123.com. There's the Inmarsat Bivy combo right there. And then they have the Hughes bandwidth combo. They've got this. Here's the Bivy stick with a Nokia smartphone. Again, you can text. You can send and receive text via satellite. Here's an Iridium off-the-grid power bundle. It's got a power station, solar panels, and the Iridium. These are the backup communications that are going to keep you alive during these times. And you're right. The Satellite Phone Store is a co-sponsor of both this show and also your shows, Steve. And we thank them for their support. But more importantly, we have thousands of customers that thank us for introducing them to the Satellite Phone Store because they now have backup communications. And you just held up one of your phones there, the Inmarsat. If I go out to my car in the parking lot, I've got the Inmarsat, I've got the Iridium, and I've got a Bivy stick out there in my car right now. Same deal. I don't travel without them.
I don't either. And Mike, here's the deal that's really critical. Communication is the most important survival item beyond your brain. Because when you can stay in contact with your loved ones or your information sources, then you have a peace of mind that general chaos and mayhem just absolutely destroys. In other words, I want to know my friend Mike Adams as well. He wants to know I'm okay. We also want to be able to tell each other and inform each other amongst those of us who have these. We want to make sure people can stay in contact. And God bless each and every one of you guys out there that are ham operators or women out there that are ham licensed operators. You guys are going to be so critical. But again, passing information. You know what's cool about SAT123.com as a company? They were sending people into the hurricane-hit areas of Florida and providing free satellite communications to people that would stand in line to let their loved ones know that they're alive. And I came up with a slogan, no cell phone, no power, no problem with an iSat phone. And then the same thing with the Bivy stick. The only thing you're using the cell phone for is just a keypad going into the Bivy stick that goes to the satellite and then down to the Bivy stick or reverse. So Mike, again, would you do me a favor and put up that package? Because it gets the package that had the solar chargers and everything.
Well, there's a number of packages. I've got one on my screen right now that's the Inmarsat extended package, but there are simpler packages as well.
What I guess I'm trying to say is they have a package because when the power goes out, the only way to charge your phone or your Bivy stick or your, you know, whatever you're going to be using is with some form of a solar cell and a generator and a storage. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry, I just saw the one that popped up. But again, sat123.com. And I think that what people need to recognize is this. We warned, and this is just Monday. Nobody knows what's going to happen tonight. But based on information that's coming to me in the closing of this broadcast, is that there are meetings going on that would melt most people's minds as it affects U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. And I can't say what I don't know, and I can't say what I'm asked not to say. But let me just share this, Mike, and whenever you want to close it out, it's your show. God bless you. Thank you for having me on. But it is no longer, anything is no longer future tense. It's happening now. It's implemented now. The store shelves are becoming emptier now. The transportation, all of the, if you will, Railageddon is taking place. Another train wreck, another day. Everything that you could even begin to imagine is interfering with what used to be the normal wave of life. Joy has withered away from the United States. The United States is becoming an angry, divided nation that is being, and I say this word, channeled into civil war. Jesus said nation would rise against nation. That is ethnos against ethnos. And these are the times that literally not only will try men's souls, but that will destroy by the millions. And that's what we're pleading for. You have a right. but people all over the world. It's not just in the United States of America. You look at Europe. Today in Europe, they're saying bring out the guillotines for not only Macron in France, but also the people that went along with him just basically saying we're raising the retirement age.
And yeah, there are... We're seeing revolts in France and many revolts. Countries around the world. It's spreading like crazy.
Yes.
The bottom line, folks, you are not living in normal times. This is the end game of globalist control and annihilation of the human race. They're going to take down the energy infrastructure. It's well underway, including the destruction of Nord Stream. They're taking down the financial infrastructure right now. You're watching the pieces play out. And frankly, anybody who leaves everything in the bank will lose everything in the bank. That's my assessment. That's my opinion, but that's my assessment of where this is going. Get out of the banks, get into something that will hold value, have backup plans, backup communications, backup food, medicine. Yeah, go ahead, Steve. Let's see what you got.
Well, look, gold and silver, let me explain something to people. They ask me, how will I use my gold and how will I use my silver? Let me just make sure it's on the screen, and I apologize because it's
stupid. We can see it.
Okay. And the answer is there will be no stores open because there'll be nothing in stores. You will be bartering silver for your daily bread, and you'll be bartering gold for big major items and probably even to buy yourself out of some difficult situations, because when all normal stores fail and commerce fails, then you go into the free market. Some people call it the black market, but you'll be trading with individuals, farmers, people that have goods and have services. A dentist, if I got a tooth that needs repair, I'm going to say, sir, this is worth $500. He can go and he can see, hey, it's worth $500. Tooth filled. In essence, there are people that will provide services, and this is what we got to do. It was a pioneer way, and we're going back to the pioneers' ways. And I'm making this statement. People have got to understand the enemies of you, your family, your life, your heritage, your way of life want you to be totally destroyed. So when you listen to the WTFers, the WEFers, and all of the Gates of Hell type mouthpieces saying that we're going to give our control of all of our medical decisions over to the World Health Organization, and just look at what's happening to New York City. People are dying literally in the waiting rooms, or the urine fills the floor. I'm sorry to be gross. But the point is they're destroying, and every place they're destroying is run by a Democrat. Do you think they have much respect for our life? Or Republican whores, the people that went along with it. So forget the partisan nature. These people hate humanity. And to quote you, Mike, and I agree wholeheartedly, I'll say it originally, these are demonized, these are demon-possessed entities that hate humanity, and that's what the end of days are all about, the war between God and the redeemed through Jesus Christ and the devil and his followers. And it's going to get so plain, and it's going to get so bloody, and what we're doing is fighting for the breath of life that the living God created in human beings while they still have the life. And I'm telling people, when they say, well, what's the first thing I should do? Get right with Jesus. I mean that. And the people say, well, I believe I'm going to get out of here in the rapture. What happens if you're wrong? I actually got a prophecy from a false prophet.
Steve, we got to wrap this up.
Okay. But anyway, prepare.
Yep. Well said. And stay out of the cities, because we know what's going to happen the day that they announce that the banks are frozen, or the bail-ins are underway. Bottom line, folks, if you want backup communications, check out the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, and look at your assets. Is it going to go to this $10 trillion note out of Zimbabwe? The $100 bill here. I mean, this is going to be trash. It's what this is going to be. It's going to be a total joke of nothing. That's what just happened to bondholders in Credit Suisse. Folks, it's all coming down now. So prepare, or you will get destroyed by this. So Steve, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. And I want to encourage people to visit your website, gen6.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X, like Genesis 6. Here it is, gen6.com. And then also your main site, stevequayle.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me here for this emergency briefing.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Take care then. We'll be in touch later. Reach out for, additional intel for this evening. I can also update people tomorrow about what's going on, but I'll be in touch with you after the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Take care. Thank you for watching, everybody. Mike Adams here from Brighteon.com, and that was Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com. Get ready. It's coming down. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com and our long-term storable food supplies. Freeze-dried, stored in number 10 cans, certified organic, and laboratory-tested. You can see what we have here. We've got, kale, mango, organic powdered milk, blueberries, goji berries, and that's chlorella there. We've got other items as well. Just go to HealthRangerStore.com/cans, and it'll bring up this page, which shows you all the number 10 cans that we have. Here's mango pieces, a little bit about them. Oh, looks like we ran out of blueberries. Dang it. Okay, freeze-dried organic peas and chopped kale, goji berries. Instant coffee, this is a major barter item that will hold value for a very long time. Freeze-dried organic instant coffee, it's all fair trade. It's all laboratory tested. Non-fat milk powder, coconut palm sugar, tiger nut flour, and much more. Check all of this out at healthrangerstore.com/cans. And remember that right now with the banking system collapsing, dollars are going to become increasingly worthless. So it makes sense to actually pre-purchase things that you're going to need either now or in an emergency. So number 10 steel cans are rodent proof. They're weatherproof for the most part. I mean, you don't want to have them rained on all day long, but just keep them dry and cool. And this will give you food in an emergency. The freeze-dried varieties have a very long shelf life. And of course, we do the laboratory testing ourselves in our own in-house ISO-accredited laboratory testing for glyphosate and heavy metals and E. coli, salmonella, microbiology. And of course, we're adding dioxin testing coming up in a couple of months. All this food that you see right here is pre-fallout food. So this was all acquired by us before the East Palestine train derailment catastrophe that unleashed now dioxins all over the farms of that area. And even the EPA is admitting that the test results are coming back now showing levels of dioxin contamination that are hundreds of times higher than what the EPA considers safe in terms of exposure versus cancer. So right now, it's a good time to buy food that was harvested before the fallout until we know more with more testing. So check all of this out at healthrangerstore.com/cans and load up today while you can. All these different products available in stock, shipped from our Texas warehouse. Fantastic for long-term storage. And thank you for your support. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.